Dear Lord, help your servant to proclaim your word.
And
help your people to receive it as from you.
In Christ's
name we pray.
Amen.
Two persons figure prominently in the ministry of Christ. And they have the same job. Tax collecting. One is Zacchaeus. The story is rather dramatic. He wants to see Jesus, but he's short. And so he has to climb the tree. Jesus sees him. Jesus goes to his home for dinner. And his life is transformed. And he wants to be charitable. And he wants to make up for what he has cheated from people. The other person is Matthew. His story is rather brief and sketchy. And it, maybe it's not as dramatic. But really, it's just as inspiring. I want to say a few things about Matthew this morning. Let's look at his advantage. His name is Matthew, but he's also known as a Levite. It's very likely that he is a descendant from the tribe of Levites. And he's a tax collector in the town of Capernaum. And so he has a job. He has a permanent job. He has a high income job. The job is given to a contracting party. And as long as he is able to send the required amount to the high officials. He can line his pocket with the rest. And we can be sure that he collects more than what is required. And so he's wealthy. And people appear before him meek and pliant. Who wants to argue with the IRS or with the customs officers? And so he has certain power, certain prestige.
So you 官兵, you 名声.
Those are his advantages. But he also has some problems. So let's look at his agony. Money doesn't buy everything. Money doesn't buy happiness. Just a few days ago, I read an article on the paper. And it says, money can buy happiness. And so I become curious.
哦，所以我就真好奇。
Or it says that a certain professor from University of Princeton make a survey.
这个文章就是讲，在这个 Princeton 那个大学一个教授吼，从一个问卷调查。
And he said for if a person's income is below 75,000 a year.
这个伊个问卷调查里面讲吼，一个人一年的收入那是75,000以下。
He is unhappy.
这人就不快乐。
And his happiness increases as his incomes go up.
我觉得人的快乐，那收入愈多，伊就愈快乐。
But when he reaches 75,000 a year,
当这人赚到75,000的时候，一年赚75,000的时阵
，the happiness stops going up.
然后伊就袂够个快乐啊。
And so there is really also a limit to what money can buy.
所以咱都知影，哎呦，我钱会当买快乐，是嘛是到一个程度尔。
So Matthew has money, but he's not happy.
所以咱看马太有真有钱，不过伊无快乐。
And also Matthew experiences some rejection from the people.
哦，马太不止安尼，马太嘛可以因本族的哦本国的人会因离弃。
People think of him as a liar and a cheat.
人家看作是一个讲白贼的，搁一个骗啊骗身啊骗的。
And also people regard him as a traitor to his people and his country.
因国的人嘛，看作一个卖国贼，然后在出卖国出卖国家的人。
You see, as a Jew, but he's collecting money for the Romans.
因为是个犹太人，不过伊咧替罗马政府咧收抽风咧收钱。
And so many things, many doors are closed to him.
所以真侪代志、真侪门吼，对伊讲拢是关起来。
If he goes to the synagogue, his money is not received as an offering.
伊若去犹太人的会堂，伊的钱无被用接收，当作伊的奉献的，伊要奉献的钱无被用接收。
And nobody wants to invite him to his house or dinner.
无人要邀请去因家请伊去食饭。
And so it said that when the door of the tax office in Capernaum opens to him.
所以伊讲吼，伊个伫加百农这个税关的门虽然对是开的
，all the doors in Capernaum are closed to him.
啊，不过村呢，所百位所在的门对伊来讲拢是关起来的。
And that is his agony.
这就是伊所苦闷的所在。
Now, let's look at Matthew's aspiration.
咱来看，伊个马太伊个期待是啥物嘢？伊个愿望是啥物
？He has some longing, some desires in his heart.
伊个心内咱知有一个真愿望。
He has a good job.
有一个真好个工作。
He has a high-paying job.
哦，一个优待真好个工作。
But it's at a great cost to him.
啊，不过即个对讲是一个真大个牺牲。
It cost him his happiness. It cost him his reputation.
伊个工作会将伊个快乐提起，将伊个名声提起。
And so sometimes in the quietness of the night, he ponders and he considers switching job.
所以有当伫暗时个时阵，点点个时阵，伊点咧想，啊，无定我来换工作者。
Maybe I should seek other kind of employment.
无定我来找别款个工作。
But who would believe his sincerity, even if he switches job?
但是，伊虽然伊若换工过阵，敢有人相信伊会安尼正当点啊做一个新的工
作 ？The Jews would always be skeptical about his character.
因为把犹太人拢永远的对伊的迄个人格来怀疑。
And the Romans would consider him a fool to want to give up such a lucrative job.
啊，罗马人对该当做一个怣的，因为。伊放下一个真好的工作
，And so he thinks maybe I should change my character and change my lifestyle.
所以就家己在想，哦，可能我要改变我的人格，改变我的人生。
Who can help me to do this?
敢会人帮助我
？And then he hears about somebody by the name of Jesus.
他有听到一个人，这个人的名叫做耶稣。
He hears about his teaching.
伊听到这个人的教示。
He hears about his miracles.
伊听到这个人所做的神迹。
He hears about how kind and accommodating he is, especially to the people who are weak and who are overlooked and who are despised by others.
伊听到这个人对伊个善良对软弱的人特别有恩典有怜悯。
But he does not get his hopes high.
不过伊唔敢想过。望太高。
Jesus is too busy.
哦，耶稣是无想无用。
And I'm just nobody.
我唔是虾米人。
He cannot be interested in me.
耶稣不可能对我有兴趣。
And so, although he has all these aspirations,
所以虽然伊点解有咧想有真侪好诶期待，有真侪愿望
，he's stuck.
伊无办法做虾米诶。
Ah, then something happens.
不过，代志发生啊。
One day, Jesus comes by.
有一日，耶稣行到过来。
And he comes by that tax office.
耶稣经过伊的税关。
And Jesus calls out Matthew.
所以耶稣就呼召马太。
Follow me.
伊讲，你来跟随我。
Please note something here.
请来注意这样代志。
It's Jesus who takes the initiative.
是耶稣主动给他叫的。
And this is where I think that this story is just as dramatic as that of Zacchaeus.
所以在这点我就感觉这个马太故事和那个撒该的故事同样有戏剧性在这里。
Matthew doesn't have to climb a tree to see Jesus.
马太不需要爬一个树仔去看耶稣。
He just sits there, he's cool, he's relaxed, you know, in his tax office.
他坐在他的办公室里面，真的很那个放松，很 relaxed.
But Jesus sees him.
但是耶稣看到他。
Jesus knows him.
耶稣认捌伊。
Jesus reached the longings in his heart.
耶稣知影伊心内的渴慕。
And Jesus calls out to him.
所以耶稣呼召伊。
I have no doubt that Matthew at first must have doubted his years.
我相信马太可能听到耶稣呼召时，伊感觉我敢有听唔到。
Have I heard him correctly? He's calling me.
我敢听到无？敢耶稣有咧呼召我
？I can see why he would call the fishermen to be his disciples.
我会当了解伊若呼召迄个掠鱼的去做伊的门徒。
They are uneducated, but at least they are honest.
因虽然无受到教育，嘛至少因是诚实的人。
But I'm a cheat.
但是我是咧骗人的。
I'm a liar.
我讲白菜咧
，I'm a traitor。
我是咧出美国菜。
Why would he want me？
想到耶稣被呼召我
，But then he realizes Jesus is calling him indeed。
But he 了解耶稣咧呼召伊
，And he gets up。
所以他起来。
And the Bible says he follows Jesus。
圣经讲，伊就跟随耶稣。
It's a complete response.
这是完全的回应。
There's no holding back.
也无个保留你说什么人啊，什么代志。
No conditions.
无条件的。
It's an instantaneous response.
这是随时的回应，对耶稣。
All three gospels.Tells the story, and they say he got up and he followed Jesus.
三个福音内拢记载这样代志，拢讲马太随起来就随跟随耶稣。
There's no delay.
伊无犹豫。
No hesitation.
拢无虾米等。
And this response is full of faith and trust.
所以回应是完全我存有信心甲挖苦的心。
There's no desire for going back to his old job.
伊无过爱，佮登记伊古早迄个头路。
There is no plan in case of failure.
伊若讲是军队耶稣袂当袂使先，因为伊无过新的计划。
True, the other people also had to give up something when they become Christ's disciples.
是真正别个人因军队耶稣的时候，嘛爱放下一寡物件。
And so some of them give up their fishing boat.
有个人放下伊的渔船。
Their net.
伊的网啊。
Their paraphernalia for fishing,
哦, 一些钓鱼的物件道具, 哦。
But in case they want to go back fishing, they can always do that.
哦, 他们如果再去钓鱼, 他们还可以做这样。
There will always be fish in the ocean, and the ocean is always there.
哦, 海底永远有鱼嘛, 海永远都是在那里。
But not for Matthew.
但是马太不是这样。
Once he leaves that door of the tax office, that door is locked to him forever.
当他离开那个税关那个门的时候，那个门对他说来就是永远全关的，他不能再倒回去。
And he gets up.
所以起来。
And he follows Jesus.
他跟随耶稣。
We have a Chinese story in history about a king, 楚霸王。
在中国的历史里面有一个故事，
项羽，项羽哈。He was fighting against the soldiers of Qin.
嗯，项羽哈，含迄个秦国的咧修正。
And he wants to make sure that they don't go back once they charge.
所以伊要确定讲伊咧。兵啊，出去战争的时候，袂当搁走转来，袂当后退撤退。
3 days of food.
所以伊准备三天的食米诶粮食。
After crossing the river,
所以伊过一条河，伊
he sinks all the boats.
伊将所有船拢拍。
He wrecks all the works. Wrecks all the works. 将所有钉个弄弄。
哦、oh. ，谢谢。
That is what Matthew does or did.
This is Matthew 所做的同款。
He makes a great renunciation.
Matthew 所做的是一个真大的一条改变。
And his life is forever changed.
他的生命对他都永远的改变。
That's his alteration.
这就是他的改变。
And now he finds satisfaction and meaning in life.
所以现在对他开始对他的生命他就感有那个意义跟满足。
He has less money.
他的较少钱。
But he has more satisfaction.
但是他有较有满足，较侪满足。
And he becomes charitable and generous.
So he becomes
he arranges for a dinner in honor of Christ.
So he does with the Yasop,
and he invites all his fellow tax collectors. Nobody else will come.
So he does 邀请伊个古早伊个抽象的伊个东松，因为无村里别人无要来。
And he's very modest about it.
Oh, he might think can be.
If Matthew indeed writes the Gospel of Matthew,
如果那讲马太福音真正写这个马太福音
you know, you read the passage, he doesn't say who is the host for that dinner.
哦，马太不讲这个宴席的主人是什么人
？It's Luke and Mark who says that it's Matthew who is the host for the dinner.
连都是路加加马可在因的福音里面讲。马太是这个宴席的主人。
He's so modest. He doesn't even want to promote himself.
所以，咱来看马太，伊怎啊真谦，真写这福音是真谦卑，伊无家己要提倡家己的名。
That's his alteration.
这就是伊的改变。
Finally, let's look at his achievement.
上尾，咱来看到伊的成就是啥物？
He is also known as Matthew the Evangelist.
马太嘛，搁一个名，叫做马太，就是传福音的人，传福音者。
And it's believed that he becomes a missionary in Ethiopia.
一般的传说是讲，伊踮伫去伊索比亚做迄个宣教。
Syria, Macedonia.
Syria 跟迄个马其顿。
And he does this for about 15 years.
他做传教士差不多15年的时间。
Until he's killed.
到尾被杀死殉道。
But we best remember him as the author of the gospel.
但是咱上认捌伊，就是伊是马太福音的作者。
And the gospel according to Matthew, maybe is one of the most read of the four gospels.
马太福音可能是四福音里面上让人读上多。
It gives us the most complete account of the teachings of Christ.
这个福音里面有我们上多上完全那个耶稣的教示。
It gives us a most complete account of the genealogy of Christ.
以及我们上完全的那个耶稣的家谱的介绍。
It's the only gospel that mentions the word church.
四福音里面独独马太福音有讲到这个字，就是教会这个名词。
And he's fascinated with numbers.
马太对这个数字嘛真有兴趣。
In the fifth chapter of Matthew, there are eight beatitudes.
在马太福音第五章有讲到八福。
In the 13th chapter of Matthew, there are promises. There are seven promises.
在马太福音十三章，马太有写到七个比喻啊。
And in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, there are seven curses.
在马太福音二十三章，马太有讲到七个咒诅。
And in the genealogy of Christ, there are three groups of names.
在耶稣的家谱里面有三组的名。
Every group has exactly 14 names, not more and not less.
每组有独独有十四个名，无济嘛，无少。
Remember, Matthew is a tax collector. He's a bookkeeper.
咱会记吼，马太是一个抽象。
And he transfers all of that skill and that experience to the ministry.
所以将伊所伊的文书吼，迄、那个算小的文书来更来应用到伊的迄个服侍。
Alexander White on commenting about Matthew.
有一个人 Alexander White 伊咧讲马太的代志，伊讲。
And he says when Matthew followed Christ,
伊讲当马太跟随耶稣的时候
，he left everything.
他将所有一切拢放散。
But he took his pen and his ink with him.
但是马太有提伊的笔甲伊的墨水。
And that he make good use of them.
他真用迄个笔甲迄个墨水来伫个服侍，伫个服侍大大使用。
Today, Matthew is a household word.
今天咱大家拢知影马太这个名。
Has he declined the call of Christ? Has he declined the call of Christ?
伊若讲拒绝耶稣的呼召
，We would not have heard of his name.
咱都无办法知影这个名。
But he makes a great renunciation.
但不过伊对伊生命里面做一个真大的改变。
And he becomes a great personality.
或是变作一个真大有名的人。
My friends, my young friends.
我朋咱的各位朋友少年的朋友。
Jesus is calling you today.
耶稣今天要呼召您。
For some of you, he is calling you for salvation.
有的人对一挂人中间，耶稣要呼召你的，呼你得救。
You know something is missing in your heart.
您知影，你的心内有一挂物件，无欠一挂物件。
You have a lot of things, but you are not really happy.
你虽然有真侪物件，但是你未快乐。
You need him.
你需要耶稣。
He wants to forgive your sins.
伊要赦免你的罪。
And he wants to give you meaning in your life.
伊要让你的生命有一个意义。
Christ.May also be calling you for service for the ministry.
耶稣基督嘛，可能要呼召你出来服侍。
You have a gift.
你有一个恩赐。
Maybe you are good with mathematics.
可能你对数学真好。
Maybe you have a gift of writing.
还是你对写文章真好。
Maybe you keep very neat and very good record of things that happen.
还是你真够写文章会当记载了，将代志记载了真详细。
Christ wants to use that gift of yours.
基督要来用你迄个文书。
And Christ is calling you for greatness.
耶稣呼召你要搁做较大个代志。
Maybe greatness in the eyes of men and women. Greatness in the eyes of people.
哦，可能伫人内面目睭看是。
But definitely greatness in his eyes.
但是这是第一看来是大的代志。
It may involve some great renunciation, some sacrifice.
有可能伊好掉，互你爱改变，爱放下一寡物件。
But it's worth it.
啊，不过是有价值的。
Are you hearing his voice?
你有听到伊的声无
？Will you say yes?
你敢要讲我不爱？
Let's pray.
我们来祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for the life of Matthew.
主，为着马太的一生来感谢你。
And if someone is praying to you now,
有人即马向你祈祷
，forgive his sin,
求你赦免你的罪
，receive him as your child,
接受伊做你的儿子。
And if someone is responding to you for service,
那有人要回应你的呼召
also hear that prayer.
恳求你也听因的祈祷
Accept that offering of gift.
求你接纳因的奉献
Use that young man or that young woman for your glory.
来用这少年人、少年查某来荣耀你
Bless our Taiwanese congregation.
求你祝福台语部。
Bless also our English congregation.
求你祝福英语部。
May our church continue to grow.
愿你的教会继续去成长。
And as we grow, we become a strong witness in our community.
我们成长时，我们当这个社区变作好的见证。
And we become a strong witness for you.
变作为着你做好的见证。
In Christ's name, we pray.
为基督名，耶稣基督名，基督，阿门。